air raid sirens today as rockets from Gaza headed toward Tel Aviv. This as Israel moves troops closer to Gaza after 2 days of airstrikes.
Reporter Aaron Klein joins us now live. He's a reporter in Tel Aviv. Thank you so much for being here with us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Tell us what it is like in Tel Aviv.
It's quite shocking to be in Tel Aviv because I've lived here as a reporter for 7 years and have a siren go off and then have to run in a bomb shelter. This is something that usually is restricted to the Jewish communities that are right outside of the Gaza Strip. In fact, today this is the first time since the 1991 first Gulf War that Tel Aviv residents even heard a siren and then had to scramble. I was looking out the window at the time. I live on the beach in Tel Aviv. I heard the siren, ran to the window first to see what was happening. So I saw cars stopping and then people scrambling inside different buildings, and those who were outside were running in. So it's becoming more intense. This is a major escalation by Hamas in Gaza. It's a stepped-up game as Israel continues now, as you said, in fact, amasses troops outside of the border. Israeli Air Force carrying out strikes inside Gaza, all in large part to take out the Hamas and Islamic Jihad, or witches brew of jihadist groups, their infrastructure in the Gaza Strip.
Aaron, from the people you're able to talk to and your read of the situation, the fact that the Israeli troops are massing on the border, what do you think is going to happen next? Is this a threat or is this a prelude to the real thing?
It's a real question. As of now, I know that 30,000 reserve forces are being put on hold. In other words, they're being told that they may be called up. For now, the only forces that have been called up are those who would immediately need to go inside Gaza in tanks, and then also those that are controlling what is known as the Iron Dome system, the Israel anti-missile system. So we don't know whether this is going to be a massive operation, the likes of which we saw in 2008, 2009, where you had sustained 33-day Israeli air and then ground campaign, or is this only going to be limited to the air? This is a decision that's really being kept quite close in Israel, but already just the fact that the Israeli Air Force has been bombing for 2 days, and they've been targeting senior Hamas officials. This is all the largest fighting, biggest escalation in fighting that we've seen since that 2008-2009 ground war. So all options are on the table, and then obviously Israel has to deal not only with Hamas and Gaza, but they're keeping a very close eye on Hezbollah to the north in Lebanon, which could get involved, and also in Syria and the opposition there, where in the last few days you've had some mortars that went from Syria into the Israeli side of the border. Right now, though, the hopes are that this will be confined only to the Gaza Strip, but obviously only time will tell.
All right. Thank you so much. That's Aaron Klein, a Tel Aviv-based journalist with Klein Online. So far, reportedly 277 rockets have been fired into Israel.